This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
We got to come together. Whether you believe that or not, you got to decide whether you have dominion over yourself.
I believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will day in and day out make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern them.
And you got to decide whether it's God that's going to have dominion over you, that you get orders from, or whether some other human that's jacked into the evil force is going to have dominion over you.
What we're talking about now is like a second industrial revolution, but the product this time will not be textiles or machines or vehicles or even weapons. The product this time will be humans themselves.
Do we want to have a human plan or a post-human plan? Yuval Harari and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates say humans are obsolete, we're scum, because they know we are their competition. They know that if we go for what we want and what God wants us to have, they can't compete with that transmission. They can't compete with that blueprint. They can't compete with that architecture. They can't compete with that master plan. But I just see it now. It'll be so clear soon. Are you pro-human or are you anti-human? You are the human resistance to this alien takeover. And again, when I say alien takeover, I don't mean some little tinfoil flying saucer crashing in Roswell from Alpha Centauri. I'm talking about the transmission in the universe of God's order and God's will, or do you choose to serve the agents of death? And like Martin Luther King said, we're not going to judge them off what color they are. We're going to judge them off of the character of their actions and deeds. I'm going to say it right now, real clear. I love everybody, no matter what color your beautiful skin is. What I care about is your heart and your guts and your mind. And you're under attack by these Satanists, and they want to kill you, and they want to kill your children. And I say we set our differences aside, and I say we come together and we beat these people, and we smash their technocracy, and we build the future together, and we can do anything with our real diversity. These enemies tell us all day about diversity. They mean divided and conquered groups of people separate from each other.
This bill is supported by all of the Democrats, House and Senate. It's just the filibuster in a way. So in a way, if you really truly want to honor Dr. King, don't dishonor him by using a congressional custom as an excuse for protecting our democracy.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I want unity under a code of freedom and liberty and justice and coming together and working together and being strong. And that's what InfoWars is. And that's why the enemies of humanity hate us so much, because we love God and God loves humanity. And I am a human supremacist. 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 That term will be the future war with the robots and the AI. What you're hearing now is the entire future and everything they tried to stop us from doing. Our supremacy will not end with this planet. We will people the stars. We will colonize. We will green dead worlds. We will go interdimensional. We will unlock the secrets of the universe. God has laid them out like Christmas presents for his children. And I am extremely honored to be in the fulcrum and the heart of the fight to bring our race, the human race, in a race for the future. And we will break the enemy. We will break the pedophiles. We will break the Satanists, because God already sent his own self down here to show us he could do it. God would never ask us to go through an obstacle course he wouldn't go through. And now we're going to go through what Christ did. And we're going to go through it, and we're going to be destroyed, but reborn on the other side. The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. If you want to support the tip of the spear, that decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, she's a great talk show host and filmmaker, been a guest on my show many times years ago, and we've been working with her some now on documentaries and more. Very, very exciting lady. And she was coming into town to talk to us about filmmaking, and I said, why don't you just come on the show? And so she was here yesterday, but then I had an emergency come up and I had to leave in the fourth hour, so she stayed over, even though she was flying out last night to be with us. She's at Lauren Whiskey DE on X as well, and it's great to be here with you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a complete honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you. I've never met you in person until yesterday. You came wanting to talk about the border when I asked you to come on the show, and then we got plenty of that today. But what do you make of Tucker? This is a lot bigger than just Tucker Carlson or Vladimir Putin. The fact that our own corporate media is trying to say he shouldn't do this, now they put him on the Ukrainian government hit list that NATO hosts the servers for and is running. This is next level outrageous. There should be congressional hearings. Biden should be impeached for this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, remember when they kicked Tucker off of Fox News in the first place? It was because of his coverage of the Ukraine war. He was getting too close. And they spied on him. They ended up hacking into his phone, reading his text messages, reporting him. The one thing that they did not want to happen was this interview. And that's because Putin knows where all the bodies are buried. He knows about the Ukraine bioweapons labs. He knows about the truth about the war while he's been busy doing his, while Zelensky's been busy doing his rounds for Vogue magazine begging for money. Putin has practiced extreme restraint during this war, and that's something that I think people are going to learn with this Tucker interview tonight.
Very well said. Let's expand on your views on Putin and Ukraine and where all this is going, and him now, Tucker, being put on the death list. And about 6 months ago, Jack Posobiec was put on it for criticizing Zelensky. And they openly had that man who claims he's a woman, who was their main spokesperson, say, we're coming for you. But it took a few months, but U.S. senators got involved. That individual got fired over this.
Yes.
So this is, I mean, even the Senate gets this big deal. Now they're threatening to kill Tucker Carlson.
Yep. Yep. And they're talking about sanctioning him so he can't even come back into the country, sanctioning him in Europe. They are trying to do everything they can to prevent this from being aired. But you know what? Whether you like it or not, tomorrow at 6, I'm told tomorrow at 6 p.m., they are going to be releasing the Putin interview, and it's going to change everything.
What is 1800 Washington?
What?
Tomorrow evening, we'll get all that out, and we're going to be here covering it live. But you know, sitting here looking at this, when I was being deplatformed and demonized everywhere, people said, how are you taking it? And I said, I know I'm just a beta test because I'd read the NATO plans. Funny enough, NATO was involved kind of hatching the censorship plan that was then adopted by the U.S.
Because
the U.S. likes to commit crimes internationally where they think they're safer from congressional oversight, then they bring the plan here. But I remember 6 years ago reading NATO plans. We're going to first censor Julian Assange while he was in jail, and we're going to get Alex Jones as well. And once we get those two, the left and right won't stand up for them. The president will then be set. Well, now they're going after, well, the only fish that's bigger, and that's Tucker Carlson. This is a beta test.
Yes, yes. And what they're doing to him, you don't think that they're going to do to the rest of us. Now, Tucker, he ended up losing his job with Fox News because he was covering the war so fairly. And then you see the freak out when he goes to Russia and gets the interview himself, because he is, you know, we get propaganda. We get propaganda here. We get whatever the regime, the military industrial complex wants us to know. And it's a shame because we basically have government ran media. We don't get to know the truth. But Tucker going directly to Putin, someone who empowered the church in his country. He brought the church up right next to him and empowered Christians in his country.
And Zelensky's banned the Orthodox Church.
Yes. And then Zelensky, on the other hand, is arresting Ukrainian Orthodox church members because they might have a connection to Russia. And it's kind of evident. It's very evident. While Zelensky has a transgender spokesperson lecturing us on the evils of Putin, Putin is calling America, like calling out America for, well, remember when he called us, I think, the Great Satan or something?
He was talking about the Iranians. Well, what he said was, the American people have an elite bombarding them with anti-family evil.
Yes.
They're trying to destroy their family.
Yes, yeah.
And he said basically that the United States is run by pedophiles, which is true.
Yes, and it's true. They're watching. The world is watching as we are grooming little children, letting drag queens read to our kids. And it's embarrassing because we used to be a strong country. Other countries used to respect us. I mean, no matter what, you respect Russia and their power structure.
Well, this is a lot bigger than Tucker, as I keep saying. It's a lens through which we see everything. And the fact that they're putting him on a kill list, the fact that the EU is openly saying they want to sanction him, and there looks like they're moving forward with that, and that the left and right corporate media is attacking him for this, it really shows how bad these people really are and what they would do to us if they could get away with it. I know I keep saying that, but that's, I mean, they're not playing games here.
Right. And, you know, we've seen a little bit about what they will do if they can get away with it. We still have J6ers sitting in the gulag without due process. There are no rules anymore. It's just whatever they say goes. The laws of America don't matter anymore. It's whatever the regime chooses to do to you. And they get away with it, too, because what they did was they played the long game. They put their people in positions of power slowly. They were very patient, and in the courts, in the White House, in government, the legislature, and then they put their people there and installed them so they can do whatever they want to us. And we weren't prepared for it, I don't think, but I don't think it's all hopeless. I think that if something happens to Tucker Carlson, it's going to spark a global outrage.
Well, yeah, exactly. He's loved all over the world. And it shows how popular your liberty is. He tells me, other people tell me, I don't go to Europe a lot because I'm so busy, that people bring, you know, this show up a lot to them, and that's what the Tate brothers tell me. So I don't see that as, oh, great, I'm famous. It means people are resonating. And I talk about that lens. I noticed that when he left Fox, he had an average of about 4 or 5 million viewers, and then they were suppressing the clips out of Fox, so it wasn't getting a lot of views online, maybe 5 million online every day, so maybe 10 million viewers a day maximum. And he's had many interviews with Trump, 300 million views, other interviews, you know, with 50 million, 100 million, things like that. His average interview, because he does so many, 10 million conservatively, just on X. And he gets picked up everywhere. So he at least tripled or quadrupled his audience. But I see the headlines, oh, he's that internet host. Well, it's all the internet hosts, the Alex Jones, the Joe Rogans, the Russell Brands, the Tucker Carlsons that have the bigger audiences. I mean, despite all their censorship and all their control, this broadcast with all of our stations and everything combined, let's be conservative, 10 million a day. Okay, well, CNN's top show has a million. So they act like because they're an old dinosaur and they're still on TV, oh, look, you're not on our thing. You're not in our, it's like you drive by a pigsty. They're like, you're not in our pigsty. You're not. It's a mind game, but no one's even buying it, I think, except the talking heads, or maybe they even know what a joke they are.
No, I mean, digital media is next. The mainstream cable news, it's dying, and it's dying very quickly, and they know it. So they're freaking out because people are becoming their own journalists. We, the people, have become journalists because we can put out information, do our own investigations, and expose the truth, and they are terrified of that. And they're realizing that as people move over from network television, you know, Tucker was limited to, what was it, 4 million views a night?
Yeah.
That's limited, you know, because unless you have a subscription to Fox News or cable, you don't really get access to his information. Moving to...
And nothing against old people. The average age is 75. Now he's reaching the young people.
Yes. And that generation is kind of moving on. You know, they're passing away, and it's going to be us next. And who's going to carry that torch? Well, it's got to be us younger folks who are making media outlets, are investigating, doing our own journalism, and anybody could get as many views as Tucker Carlson.
And if we build it, they will come. And let's expand on that. Tucker, this is something I need to do more of because it was successful years ago, but I just get so pinned down here. He probably does 3 speaking engagements a week. He's a workhorse. And those speaking engagements, everybody shoots video on their phones, and the group that hosts him puts it out, and it almost always gets 5, 10, 20, 30 million views. So it's not just the big network with the fancy studio and all that. That's all fine and dandy. We've got that too. It's that it's him rallying the troops, giving speeches just like Trump does. I mean, he was just in Canada to crowds of 20, 30, 40,000 people.
Right.
So again, we're...
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply.
plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some people getting 5-year jail terms for walking between velvet ropes. I mean, imagine if the Russians were doing that. We'd be like, whoa.
Right. No, I didn't even go in the Capitol, and they put me on the domestic terrorist watch list every time I went to go fly. I had to be escorted by Homeland Security. They had to swab my hands for explosives, and then I had to do it all over again at my connecting flights. They really tried to make us, like, our lives a living hell because they were scared of that uprising that happened on J6. They do not want the people to rebel.
Well, they're lucky we didn't. They say that was our planned thing. No, that was them setting us up. Imagine if a million people did show up with guns.
Yeah, it's true.
And I'm not saying do that, but I'm just saying careful what they claim is going on.
Yeah. Calling it an insurrection when nobody came armed, nobody came prepared. We were there to make our voices heard. Everybody there was there to protest what was happening with the electors and securing the electors, and they wanted their voices to be heard. And of course, very typical of Congress to completely ignore the people's concerns and move forward with their agenda. And I like how Putin mentioned Ashley Babbitt. You know, people call him a tyrant and a murderer, an assassin, and our own government shot an innocent woman in cold blood, an unarmed woman, just for, you know, she was in the Capitol, yes, but it was, there was no excuse.
And it turns out the federal cop that shot her thought he was being shot at.
There's no way.
He's made that up.
Yeah, he just made it up.
After he blasted her.
Yeah, he just made that up. He, you know, was a quick trigger. They wanted to set an example, you know, because after that, the protest kind of died down. But at what cost? They murdered one of our own and then hunted down others. Other people were killed on that day as well. Police brutality, being smothered.
Five people.
Yep. And, you know, we can't forget what they did to us. We can't forget how they treated us because, like you said, you think it's just going to be limited to MAGA people? No, it's going to expand into anybody with a dissident opinion, anybody who may be a little right of center. And, you know, they will eventually take more and more territory and come after more and more of us until that's their plan, but they won't succeed. They won't get that far. I think people are starting to wake up. I think people are starting to wake up about what really happened on J6. They're starting to wake up about the truth about the war. Public opinion of more foreign aid for Ukraine started plummeting. Like, they could not get, like, the Congress started worrying about their constituency because nobody wanted to send another dime to Ukraine.
And now they're trying to tie it to border security.
Yeah. Yep. And they're like, okay, well, these are people who want border security. So in order for you to have border security, you're going to have to give, $40 billion to Ukraine? I think it was some ridiculous number, but it was three times more than what they had offered for.
Yeah, I've got the numbers right here. We can go over those. Let's play this clip here. That's what Patrick McDavid said. Call it the Ukraine bill.
Yeah.
It's not the border bill. But then it gives billions to the NGOs to keep bringing the illegal aliens in, and it makes Biden basically a dictator over the border. Let's play this clip. Biden, I wear my Ukraine tie, my Ukraine pin, which I've been wearing because they're in dire straits. I thought they kicked the Russians' asses. I thought that it was a cakewalk.
No, this war was...
I mean, notice suddenly, Ukraine's invincible, blah, 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 and all of a sudden, oh, no, Ukraine's in dire straits.
Yeah, so Ukraine, Zelensky would have surrendered 2 years ago and saved hundreds of thousands of lives had the U.S. not gotten involved and started funding it, providing military aid. We're sending our own people over there, and it would have ended a long time ago had they not had our support. Hundreds of thousands of people would have still be alive. You know, it is a white Christian slaughter over there in Ukraine. It never should have escalated into this. So,
and NATO brags, Victoria Nuland brags, she started the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this whole war has been a ginormous lie. And every time Zelensky, we ever hear from him, it's just when he's begging for more money. And you remember when he said, you know, he was like, well, if you can't give us money, give us credit, you know, and we'll pay you back. Do you think we're ever going to get that money back?
He also said, if you don't give us money, it'll be your sons and daughters.
Yes, yes. And they threatened that as well. They threatened us. They threatened us into paying them.
But about 3 years ago, when Soros could still talk, maybe they could find the club. We only played it once. I was thinking about the other day. I go, God, that clip's incredible. He was on NPR or something. He's like, I told them. Now he can't even talk. He's, I told them that I overthrew Ukraine in 9 years ago, and I will be the Tsar of Russia. And it's, but he's just, hey guys, play the clip of Biden.
This bill would also address two other important priorities. First, it provides urgent funding for Ukraine. I'm wearing my Ukraine tie, my Ukraine pin, which I've been wearing because they're in dire straits right now, defending themselves against a Russian onslaught. A brutal conquest. The clock is ticking. Every week, every month that passes without new aid to Ukraine means fewer artillery shells, fewer air defense systems, fewer tools for Ukraine to defend itself against this Russian onslaught. Just what Putin wants.
So they go in 9 years ago with all the State Department money. Soros goes on Fareed Zakaria on CNN and brags 5 years ago they overthrew it. They start ethnically cleansing the Russians that are the majority population. And then Putin says, I'm going to take part of the east of the security zone if you don't stop. He goes, okay, fine. I'll take Crimea first to show you 5 years ago or 6 years ago. Okay, that didn't convince you. Now I'm going to do this. And now they're saying, oh, he wants to invade all of Europe, and they're bracing for war in Poland. No evidence of that.
No, absolutely not. And when the Nord Stream pipeline was blown up, it was because they were trying to remove the option of Russian support. It was, you know, they were providing natural gas to Germany and other countries, and they removed that obstacle for them.
And then blame the Russians.
Yep, and then blame the Russians, when obviously, I mean, it didn't make any sense for Russia.
Well, Cy Hirsch got the witnesses. They came forward. It was Navy divers.
Now, who is that?
Navy divers.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so what we knew it was, oh, so U.S. Navy divers.
Yep.
Interesting. So we knew that, I mean, there was obviously Ukrainian involvement in that. However, you know, I
think
for sure.
Oh, they're just puppets. But no, Cy Hirsch got the documents. Special Operations is under congressional control, the Navy SEALs. So they went to Panama and trained regular industrial Navy divers for it.
Gosh. Yeah. And you can't tell me Putin hasn't practiced great restraint during this time, because he has not escalated this into a nuclear Armageddon or some giant nuclear race war. He has really just practiced restraint in all of this, when he had every right to probably go scorched earth over there, and the extent that they went to try and, you know, defeat him. However, you know, Russia, they were always going to win. It's been a money dump, is what it has been. The last few dollars out of the U.S. Treasury that they can dump into the hands of the most corrupt people in Ukraine. Ukraine is known for their corruption. They are known for stolen elections. You know, Zelensky was installed in order to, and he was funded by Igor Kolomoisky, who also basically made him famous. So he put him on a television network show, built Zelensky up as this presidential figure, and then helped get him into office. Well, sorry, excuse me. So it was all a setup. They knew years ago. I had friends going to war in Ukraine, U.S. military, in 2018. So what were they planning even back then?
Absolutely. That's what I was told by people I know. All right, I want to shift gears to the border. That's really got people's attention. They're trying to spin that as much as they can, but they're not able to do it. We've got all the clips, the proof that Biden is lying. I know, listeners and viewers, you know he's lying, but we're going to show it for the few folks out there that may still be on the fence. Our guest, Lauren Winsky, is here with us, filmmaker, talk show host, great lady. And coming up, Drew Hernandez in the third hour from the Mexico-California border. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We're in Moscow tonight. We're here to interview the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin. We'll be doing that soon. There are risks to conducting an interview like this, obviously, so we thought about it carefully over many months. Here's why we're doing it. First, because it's our job. We're in journalism. Our duty is to inform people. 2 years into a war that's reshaping the entire world, most Americans are not informed. They have no real idea what's happening in this region, here in Russia or 600 miles away in Ukraine. But they should know. They're paying for much of it in ways they might not fully yet perceive. The war in Ukraine is a human disaster. It's left hundreds of thousands of people dead, an entire generation of young Ukrainians. and has depopulated the largest country in Europe. But the long-term effects are even more profound. This war has utterly reshaped the global military and trade alliances, and the sanctions that followed have as well. And in total, they have upended the world economy. The post-World War II economic order, the system that guaranteed prosperity in the West for more than 80 years, is coming apart very fast, and along with it, the dominance of the U.S. dollar. These are not small changes. They are history-altering developments. They will define the lives of our grandchildren. Most of the world understands this perfectly well. They can see it. Ask anyone in Asia or the Middle East what the future looks like. And yet the populations of the English-speaking countries seem mostly unaware. They think that as nothing has really changed. And they think that because no one has told them the truth. Their media outlets are corrupt. They lie to their readers and viewers. And they do that mostly by omission. For example, since the day the war in Ukraine began, American media outlets have spoken to scores of people from Ukraine, and they have done scores of interviews with Ukrainian President Zelensky. We ourselves have put in a request for an interview with Zelensky, and we hope he accepts. But the interviews he's already done in the United States are not traditional interviews. They are fawning pep sessions specifically designed to amplify Zelensky's demand that the U.S. enter more deeply into a war in Eastern Europe and pay for it. That is not journalism. It is government propaganda. Propaganda of the ugliest kind, the kind that kills people. At the same time, our politicians and media outlets have been doing this, promoting a foreign leader like he's a new consumer brand. Not a single Western journalist has bothered to interview the president of the other country involved in this conflict, Vladimir Putin. Most Americans have no idea why Putin invaded Ukraine or what his goals are now. They've never heard his voice. That's wrong. Americans have a right to know all they can about a war they're implicated in, and we have the right to tell them about it because we are Americans too. Freedom of speech is our birthright. We were born with the right to say what we believe. That right cannot be taken away no matter who is in the White House. But they're trying anyway. Almost 3 years ago, the Biden administration illegally spied on our text messages and then leaked the contents to their servants in the news media. They did this in order to stop a Putin interview that we were planning. Last month, we're pretty certain they did exactly the same thing once again. But this time, we came to Moscow anyway. We are not here because we love Vladimir Putin. We are here because we love the United States, and we want it to remain prosperous and free. We paid for this trip ourselves. We took no money from any government or group. Nor are we charging people to see the interview. It is not behind a paywall. Anyone can watch the entire thing, shot live to tape and unedited, on our website, tuckercarlson.com. Elon Musk, to his great credit, has promised not to suppress or block this interview once we post it on his platform, X, and we're grateful for that. Western governments, by contrast, will certainly do their best to censor this video on other less principled platforms because that's what they do. They are afraid of information they can't control. But you have no reason to be afraid of it. We are not encouraging you to agree with what Putin may say in this interview, but we are urging you to watch it. You should know as much as you can. And then, like a free citizen and not a slave, you can decide for yourself. Thanks.
And again, there's different debates about whether it's going to air at 6 Central, 7 Central. We'll be here tomorrow covering it live when it happens at Infowars.com/show. But what he really said that gets under their skin there is you have a right to see and listen and read what you want. And the old global order is coming to an end. We have an excellent report by Greg Reese that's up on Infowars.com. The desperate failing plan for the new American century, that's the big neocon globalist operation. It's not going well for them, but they keep doubling down. Lauren Winsky, where do you see this going? I want to shift gears into the border because it's an example of how they start wars, they destroy borders. Anything they administratively have control of, they're going to weaponize and use against us, just like the courts.
No, what you're seeing is a globalist war against nationalism. Now, no matter what you think about Putin, he is a Russian nationalist. I wish that we had an American leader who loved his country as much as Putin loves Russia.
We did. We had Trump. He stole the election.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, you saw this war happen against Donald Trump and what they did to literally make sure that that man never saw office again. So they are, well, we have the 2020. They literally concocted a pandemic in order to get mail-in ballots, in order to kind of muddy the waters of the election as they did what they wanted. So we saw what happened there. Now, against Trump, they're trying to, indict him, bankrupt him, break him. You see that they are absolutely trying to break him. And the only crime he committed was loving his country and putting America first. And you see this globalist war on nationalist leaders. And that's what's going on. They can't have that because nationalism is a threat to the global world order.
Gut level, what do you think happens to Tucker now? I mean, they're going to come after him, but this just makes him bigger. It's so exciting to watch.
It is. Well, do you remember what they did to Gonzalo Lira? You know, they've already killed people before. It's happened before.
Talk about that, because this hit list they put him on, they're really serious about this.
Yeah, they weren't kidding. So Gonzalo Lira ended up putting out a video when he first got out of jail in Ukraine. He's like, I'm going to try and make it to the border. Only thing he really covered, like they kind of said that he was like making Russian propaganda and all this stuff. No, he was actually honestly covering the war in Ukraine and what was really going on and exposing corruption going on there. They couldn't have that, so they threw him in prison. And then when he was out, they didn't let him leave the country. They put him back in prison, and then they eventually killed him. He eventually died for that. And you don't.
And notice they say it's the Russians doing this with no evidence to journals around the world, but then they're doing it out in the open.
Yes.
And the State Department wouldn't lift a finger.
Yep. Anything they can do to stop this information from getting out, from the truth getting out. You know, they will do anything. There's no extent to how far they will go. Do you remember during, it was during the election, I stopped the steal, when Tucker Carlson had done a segment on it on Fox News where he had received information about Hunter Biden's business partner, Bob Alinsky, and he ended up, one of his people in California, I believe, put it in the mail, this USB drive, and it never made it to Tucker. And they never could tell, like, what happened to it. They checked security cameras, everything. But they were literally stealing USB cards out of the mail in order to stop information from getting out. Now, who's to say they won't go into his computer systems and hack it and make sure it's deleted? You know, there is no...
Well, when I first broke into Bohemian Grove, we copied the tapes, checked the tapes, sent them to the producers in L.A., and then that was just a few hours south where we were at. They got them, they were erased. Then we sent them again, and they erased them again.
Oh, my gosh.
Or they disappeared. Then I said, just give me one of your people's home addresses over the phone. I sent it there, they got it. But, yeah, this has been going on forever.
Yeah, and, it's lawlessness. Laws don't matter anymore in America. It's all about what the regime wants you to know. And there is no extent to how far they won't go in order to stop you. So I hope he gets it out soon. I hope the world sees it. And I hope Tucker Carlson, nothing happens to him.
Well, it's all because they control the Justice Department. They think they're above the law.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That all works. Let's talk about the border now. Here's a clip. Zeta, you're an expert on this. I mean, I watch your show. I've seen the shows you've done. You really know what you're talking about. So I want to get your view on this. Here's Biden yesterday. There's a bunch of clips of this. He talked for like an hour, saying that Trump's the reason the border's broken, but I have the graphs of what happened to the border when Trump was in. So it's a bald-faced lie.
Too long, as you all know, the immigration system has been broken. It's long past time to fix it. That's why months ago I instructed my team to begin negotiations with a bipartisan group of senators.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
So that is who Joe Biden is welcoming into our country. And that is what actually this border bill ends up facilitating more of. What was it? Like 5,000 migrants can come in a day. And the money was to figure out how you can register them quicker and get them legally here, safe, instead of just...
Yeah, it's an amnesty bill. And he can also declare an emergency or, quote, undeclared one and do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of Mayorkas? House fails to impeach Mayorkas after four Republicans join Democrats.
No, I think that's disgusting. So reportedly one of the Congress people said, oh, I just voted no. I want Mayorkas impeached, but I voted no because he was waiting for Steve Scalise to come back so he could vote. I don't know if that's necessarily true or if that's a giant cope. However, I hope this isn't over because what I saw yesterday, there was no excuse. Mayorkas, this is an intentional invasion is what is happening. People don't know that Mayorkas used to work, he was a board member for HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, who facilitated and to this day are still facilitating illegal aliens, putting them, placing them into red states. My friend in Idaho sent, posted footage. They are dumping them in deep red states, and it's strategic. It's in voting places that have a tendency to vote more red. And that is who Mayorkas used to work with. That is who he used to manage. And you're going to tell me that he all of a sudden had a change of heart.
Now, Mayorkas is the greatest human trafficker in modern history. He is the pedophile in chief. 90 plus thousand children, it was 80 something, the number's above 90 now, since Biden took over, that they handed over that they're missing.
Yes.
Of 500,000. So Mayorkas is a pedophile. Whether he's raping kids or not, he is facilitating the mass sexual abuse of children.
Yep, and they were recycling these children, too. It's not just they get into the country.
Oh, yeah, there's new video out. They bring them over and over again.
Yep, these little children, they're horror stories of what is happening to these little children. And it's our fault because we are allowing it to happen. A strong border wall stops these people from taking these kids, these coyotes, from taking these kids, using them as a means to come into our country. And sometimes being, like, tough is what's best for them. We have got to put a stop to the human trafficking. We've got to put a stop to the drug trafficking. And we can't do that when we have somebody like Mayorkas, who is an intentionally facilitating our invasion. It's intentional. They want to dismantle our country. They want to destabilize our country, and they want these criminals and villains here. And if you've looked around lately, our country is drastically changing. The culture is changing.
I don't care if they're black, white, or brown. There's homeless people everywhere of every color, crime everywhere, stuff not working, things breaking, prices exploding. I mean, we're being royally screwed. Here is clip 10. This is a clip of Biden and Gavin Newsom before they shifted to this whole claim that Trump broke the border. Here they are.
So let's just state the facts. We are currently experiencing the lowest number of border crossings since 1971. In California, like our nation, our undocumented population is at the lowest level in more than a decade.
Mr. Vice President, under the Trump administration, asylum has virtually ended. ICE detention centers are practically empty. Your new plan calls for reversing President Trump's harsh plan. But won't that restart a brand new border crisis? I mean, what would you do with all those people in camps now waiting in Mexico?
It will if we don't do it well. We don't reach out to the communities that are willing to, the charitable communities that will come in and help, and in addition to us spending millions of dollars providing for access for judges, access for asylum folks to be on the border, to move quickly.
So it's another clip of him basically saying search the border. So we need more illegal aliens. Trump stopping it. Years later, Trump opened the border.
It's Trump's fault. This is all Trump's fault. But, you know, that was the only excuse they have because Democrats actually have the executive branch. They're actually the ones in charge. And this invasion is on them. It wasn't in existence.
The graph doesn't lie.
Nope.
He inherits Obama accelerating an attack. Takes him a year or so to start cutting it down. Cuts it down 60-70% and then cuts it down 90%+. Boom. And then Biden gets in. Numbers don't lie. Look at that.
No, it absolutely does not lie. And, you know, there was also in the beginning those caravans that they kept funding to come into our country. You know, I have no doubt that somebody is paying for these caravans. These people don't just drop everything and move across, you know, travel across the country to come to America without funding.
Well, they've got the UN camps and all of it. But you know what this graph reminds me of right here? Right when Biden steals the election and gets into power, the number of illegal aliens explodes. Just like all the graphs of they start the COVID shots and the heart attacks, the blood clots, the strokes, the cancer, all does the same thing on the graph.
You're a conspiracy theorist. You know that, right? Yeah.
I can just look at that and say, look, Biden gets in and then it goes exactly. Like, oh, just instead of debating that, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. They're trying to convince you that what you're seeing is not real. That is like the ultimate form of gaslighting. And they are very, very good at that. But, you know, it's the fact that they come into our country and they know that they'll get a plane ticket, a 4-star hotel, a meal, a cell phone, new clothes. Why wouldn't they come? You know, we have got to cut off the benefits that these immigrants are receiving and they'd stop coming. But that's pretty obvious. And I know the Biden administration knows that. However, they don't want them not to come. They want them here. They want them here just in time to destabilize the population before the election. And I think it's going to end up being a terrorist attack. I think they're planning a terrorist attack. They're letting these Middle Eastern migrants, these migrants come in across our country, our southern border, who are there was a video of one of the migrants saying, they were like, what's your name? Who are you? And he said,
you'll find out soon.
Yep. He said, you'll find out soon. That was a threat, folks. That was the threat. And I think that, you know, what happens when there is a terrorist attack in America? Well, the Department of Homeland Security is in charge. Did you know that the Department of Homeland Security, I'm sure you probably covered this, Operation Blackout, they performed a war drill planning for a terrorist attack on during the elections so that the Department of Homeland Security could come in and take over the elections, oversee them, et cetera, et cetera. Now, like we said before, they will do anything to stop President Trump from winning. Who's to say that they aren't intentionally welcoming terrorists into our country so they can cause some kind of attack or a false flag event?
Oh, I don't think that's debatable. I think that's a fact. And they're trying to brand Trump supporters as terrorists. They're saying Trump's going to be a dictator. They're planning a bunch of big stuff in the next 9 months. I mean, we are in such an insane moment of time right now.
No, it's true. You know, just like Event 201, it was the war drill before COVID, down to a T. They did the same thing with Operation Blackout and the Department of Homeland Security. They pre-plan what they're going to do before they execute it. So why on earth would you run a war drill about a terrorist attack in America over the elections unless you're learning how to execute it? And
I saw Operation Blackout. I mentioned it a few times. I'm glad you remind me of that because that's critical information. It's kind of like Operation Lockstep or Event 201 predicting COVID.
Yep, it's true. And you know what their solution was? They said, in order for us to prevent a terrorist attack over the election, we have got to pre-select and pre-place Department of Homeland Security over the elections proactively in order to protect.
That's right. They'll protect the election by running it.
Yep.
And that's their answer to make sure the feds can fully steal it. Do you see all the new documents coming with the state police in Michigan where they found the safe houses with the fake ballots and everything?
No, I did not.
Barely. Gateway Pundit covered it. We covered it. You need to get OAN did. In fact, the first 5 minutes of the next hour she leaves us, head of Drew Hernandez joining us from the Mexico-California border. Get that. It's like I said, OAN, like 2.5 minute clip. It only covers part of it. I played it Sunday. But, man, it is just, it is this. I posted it on Twitter or on X. It's called the smoking gun of 2020 election. But it's just crazy. Yeah. You know, those vans you saw in the different counties, people followed them back to the safe houses with them filling out all the fake stuff.
Oh, my gosh. No.
They gave it to the FBI and nothing was done.
Right. Well, of course nothing was done because, I mean, we're not in charge anymore. They put their people into positions of power where it matters because they had this all pre-planned out. And, you know, if the media tries to get any of this out, they shut them down. They stifle you.
Absolutely.
They hide you. So it's not surprising that.
Well, Lauren Whiskey, I'm excited you're here in town. You're a filmmaker. Hopefully we're going to do a film together or something down the road.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go.
And you got a lot of other stuff going on.
Yes, we do.
All right, well, I was supposed to have you on yesterday. I was supposed to meet with you about that, then I had to run off. But I'll talk to you after the show at 2. I appreciate you staying. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where do people find all your great work?
Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at Lauren Whiskey DE. I'm also on Telegram and Gab, of course. So just go ahead and give me a follow, and I will keep you posted on all of our upcoming work.
Lauren Whiskey DE. What's the DE stand for?
Delaware. I'm from Delaware.
That's right.
Yep, originally from Delaware. Yep. And I'm a Florida refugee from Delaware because Joe Biden chased me and my family out. So.
Really? That's a whole other story, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a whole other story. Yeah, they removed my brother from the Delaware bar. They're still coming after him. They never forgave me for challenging the status quo.
That's right. You ran for Senate.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Remember having you on when you did it.
Yep. I had a great time. InfoWars was a great supporter of my U.S. Senate campaign, ran on an immigration moratorium, and broke the Delaware record in most GOP U.S. Senate candidate votes in Delaware history. So there's something more to the immigration crisis. Everybody cares about it.
Great job. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back with hour number 3.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.